them, the head groom told the blacksmith, and speculation became rife. Was Viscount Rawley to be one of the guests? Viscount Rawley was to be one of the house guests. Mrs. Croft, the housekeeper at Bodley, brought the news to Mrs. Lovering, the rector's wife, and there were to be several other ladies and gentlemen too as guests. She really had no idea if there were any other titles among them. She would not have known about his lordship, except that Mrs. Adams's letter had referred to her brother-in-law, and Mr. Adams had no other brother except the Viscount, did he? But one could be certain that any company that included Viscount Rawley must be distinguished company. It was almost worth having been without the family for 2 dreary months, it was generally agreed. 2 years had passed since Mr. and Mrs. Adams had brought home guests with them, and it was many years since Viscount Rawley had visited his brother in the country. Anticipation ran high in the village. No one knew the exact hour or day of the arrival, but everyone was on the alert. There was bound to be more than one carriage for the family and visitors, and a whole fleet of carriages to bring their belongings and their servants. It was a sight not to be missed. Fortunately, there was no way for them to come from Kent except through the village. One just had to hope that they would not arrive after dark. But surely they would not,